Me? How many?
You have like 10. You have like 10 that you...
6 or 7?
No, that is not what I said.
You literally said 6, 7?
What is that?
You 6, got... 7? I need headphones. I don't know what I'm doing.
I also need headphones.
I need headphones.
I thought it was old times again.
Right? Here we go. No headphones.
Well, that would be kind of bad.
I guess we don't technically need headphones.
Well...
if we're in the same room, but...
We kind of... this thing is going to literally be the bane of my existence.
The bane of your existence.
Well...
let's see here. I gotta... 6, 7...
Shut up!
6, 7...
That is not, like, cool. Like, stop. Like, it's not... I don't like it. I don't like it. Stop. Instead, drink water, kids. Instead of saying, heh heh, all the time.
Say what?
You know.
What?
It's healthy for you. And don't do bottle flips in kindergarten. Anyways, kids, let's go.
Hey, oh.
Let's go. We're gonna.
Huh?
Reading extreme heat.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Do you know the definition of nothing?
Something.
A thing that is non-existent.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, talking
when
comics.
When Strand the script.
Talking comics.
Talking comics. Talking comics. No, you say it the first time.
Talking comics.
We're supposed to synchronize doing.
Talking comics.
Talking. No, then we're supposed to. Talking comics.
Talking comics.
Wow.
Wow. Yay.
That's going to be our new theme song.
Our new theme song.
Talking comics.
Well,
in a world of heroes, villains, and epic stories,
Braha, Onicon, and their ultimate sidekick, Panel Pete, take you on adventures each week.
Showing off their comic book hauls,
fun trivia and games, honest reviews,
and inspiring conversations with creators and consumers who make it all possible.
Join in on the conversation.
This is Talking Comics.
Welcome to Talking Comics, episode 59.
Dun, dun, dun.
5-9er.
Just can't wait till episode 60 comes out.
Why?
Oh no. It's like a start to a new decade.
A new decade of episodes.
Uh-huh.
The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Dun dun dun.
Printed by
Algeria.
Allegra.
Allegra Printing.
Allegra Printing, Traverse City.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Prince.
And rented. Written.
Oh, written by.
My dad and Mike Algier. And co-written by Mike Algier.
And illustrated by.
Mike Algier.
Exactly.
I know, right? Amazing.
Awesome. And don't forget Amp Comics.
Amp Comics.
Use code
TCP10 to get 10% off. Oh, and guess what, guys?
Links in the description.
Yes, and then you could, like, get, like, something and, like, send it to us because we got fan mail.
There's a Harley book in there that she wants.
Yeah, I'll have you guess.
Anywho. All right, well, we got to go over our weekly...
Tom is coming back.
We got to go over our weekly poll. We got to go over our weekly polls. Do you want to go first?
No, you can go first, and I want you to do all of them.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
All the con.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that won't happen. All right. So first on my list, I got Mad Cave's Circus Maximus. It's a first issue, so I want to try it out. I saw it online the other day, so I was like, I think I'm going to get that. So shop at it, so I got it. All right. Then I got The Amazing Spider-Man, new suit, new alien, new nemesis. Issue 15. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Ba-ba-bum-bum-bum. Sorry.
Bum.
Ooh, got binary number 2. Stephanie Phillips. This is Stephanie Phillips. She had 2 books come out today. This one and She-Hulk, but we'll get to that one in a minute. The Amazing X-Men, just another continuation of the X-Men Age of Revolution. Jeez, I couldn't spit that one out. Binary's part of that as well, but then I got the Quick Stops Volume 3. I got 2 covers, so I got this one and I got this one. So pretty cool. And then I got the updated Gunslinger number 10 that should have the words in it this time. So maybe we'll open that and look in a minute. Then I got the Batman number 3 that got the Riddler, looks like, on the cover.
Ooh.
And then lastly, we got the Planet She-Hulk. Another Stephanie Phillips book came out today. So I'm excited to read that. She's stuck on Sakaar, and, you know, we'll see what happens. So, yeah, awesome. And then, yeah, let's open this up real quick and see if the words are in here. Dun, 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 dun. All right, let's see. Don't know what that was. Let's see. I might have to reread the whole comic, aren't I? Oh, yeah. The words aren't just black this time. So.
Yeah.
Yep. They're all in there now. So, yeah. I'll have to reread this now with the updated words. So. All right, Annika. What did you get this week?
I got. Poison Ivy number 38.
Let me see. Ooh.
I like this cover.
Pretty, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Then I got Harley and Ivy.
New one that came out this week? You didn't even know it was coming, did you?
No, because you never took.
I didn't. I saw it and I pulled it before you even knew it.
I got this cover. I like this cover, and then I got this cover. And that's all I got this week.
You didn't get the A cover, too?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Thought you did. Alrighty. I thought you got the A cover.
I thought we did, too.
I don't know. What else is over there?
I may have, and just missed it.
Oh, those are all your old books.
No, I did. I did. I did.
I thought you did.
I did. I did. I did. I did.
I didn't know what all those other books were. So she did get the A cover as well. I thought I got you all 3 covers.
I actually really like the A cover.
Yeah. So we'll be getting those. Which one are you looking forward to reading the most this week?
One.
Let me guess. Mine would be the She-Hulks. I did like the Imperial She-Hulk that Stephanie did, Stephanie Phillips, all as well as the updated Gunslinger, or Deadly Tales of Gunslinger, Quick Stop. I mean, yeah, they're all of them. So, you know, that's just me. What did you read this week, Annika? I love that blank look.
Shush! I read something.
Yeah, you had a couple books in the car you were reading. this week?
I Hate Fairyland, Untold Tales. I Hate Fairyland. I read that because I had no books to read because you never bought me any more books.
Okay.
Can I keep forgetting to put them in my backpack?
Yeah, maybe you ought to organize them. Anywho, we have got to redo our organization here. We got to. It's getting out of hand.
There's so many blind bags on the floor.
Yeah, we've got to.
There's like 7 blind bags on the floor.
Well, you should pick those up.
Yeah.
And clean up. Clean up. Clean up.
Oh, God. If you...
Sorry, the purple pinkish thing behind your head made me think of Barney.
Barney is a dinosaur.
Okay, that's enough. So let's see. What did I read this week? Not as many as last week. I read the Archie's Halloween Spectacular. I read Spider-Gwen number 1 and 2. Spider-Gwen, Ghost Spider number 1 and 2. I read Artillery number 1, which was really good. And we had Jimmy Robinson's release that episode this week. He was phenomenal to talk to. Like, we went for 2 hours and could have gone another 2. Like, we literally looked at the clock and we're like, oh, it's been 2 hours. And it was really good conversation, really fun conversation. It was awesome to talk to. He's been in the industry for 30 plus years, written a lot of cool books. Now with Invader Comics, he's done some stuff with Image. Did a couple Marvel ones. I'm going to try to find those.
You glue my bib.
No.
Then why isn't it coming apart?
And then I also read Center Ice versus Goalie 1, number 1. That's a, we had one of the creators and marketing people from them on. That episode will release in a week or so. But they write comics and put from like a disease, like this one was based off a kid that had brain cancer, and they wrote him into a comic as a superhero, and then all the proceeds from the sales goes to the, like, for that particular comic, the American Cancer Society. Very cool. So that episode will come out probably next week. Did that recording last night. My current number, guess what my current number is?
2, 3.
Okay.
85.
No, at 328 and it's day 310. So there's, you know, I've got 44 more to go.
I think your light's dying.
40 more. Yeah, it is. It's dimming out back there. Yeah, it needs more batteries. So I've got, well, I'm sorry, there's 44 more days of the year. That's crazy. And then, or 54 more days. I can't do math. 54 more days in the year, but I only have, like, you know, 30 more comics to read and I'm there. So I should well meet my goal. What was a favorite thing you read this week?
The only thing that I did read, which...
Your Fairyland.
I guess you could guess. Da da da. Drum roll, please.
Hold on. Don't do that. I think I have a way to do that. I don't know. It's not working. I have to figure that out. There are sound effects, but I don't know how to. I haven't never really used them.
Okay. I Hate Fairyland because it's the only thing I like.
So what did you watch? Did you watch anything this week? Did you watch V for Vendetta last night? No?
What's that?
Your mom posted on Facebook that she was going to watch V for Vendetta last night. Remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and plot. Sorry.
What?
I guess you didn't watch it. You need to watch it. It's a great movie. It's about the 5th of November, the gunpowder treason was foiled by, it was Guy Fawkes in like 1605 or something like that. History lesson, folks. Google it to get the exact dates and stuff, but I think it was 1605. Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the British Parliament on November 5th, but they found out and stopped him. But they made a movie, like a modern day movie based off that story, called V for Vendetta. And it's a fantastic movie. But he ends up blowing up Parliament, and it's really cool.
Okay.
It's a really good movie. I should have watched it last night, but instead I watched three episodes of Andor. So it's really good. I'm eight episodes in now, and it's really, really good. So that's why my reading went down, because I get home and I'm like, okay, read a comic or watch Andor. It's such a tough.
Watch a movie.
I don't have time, can't do it all. So, but anyway, you didn't watch anything this week?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, we'll have to watch V. V's a great movie. I did watch Andor, and we did play some Fortnite, The Simpsons and Fortnite. So we played some of that. Smaller map, a little bit more difficult. But it was fun. It's fun seeing the whole new map of The Simpsons, Springfield.
Yeah.
So that's been pretty cool. And I did play a little Battlefield 6. We did instead of Baldur's Gate the other day. Not thrilled, but it was all right. We still had fun. It's new and shiny, so we had to play it. Did you play anything else? You played Fortnite. Anything else this week? Watch anything? Play anything? Got to move on to our next segment. Mail time.
We have packages. I'm going to open it, please.
No,
please,
no.
Please.
Sing your song. Sing your song. Sing your song.
It's mail time. It's mail time. It's time to open mail. Okay.
All right. So this is from. This is from Heroes Get Remembered Comics. They are going to be on the podcast soon. I ended up creating a link tree, or not a link tree. I'm sorry. We have a link tree. Please check our link tree for all the cool. Stuff. You can get a preview of Panel Pete. You can get
merch.
You can find the podcast anywhere it's available. Video, whatever. I built a Calendly link last week or so to help with scheduling for the show. And I'm sending that out to people that want to be on. So if you want to be on the show, reach out. Let me know. People can schedule, and part of that is they can either email or mail us comics to look at, to review. So these guys, Heroes Get Remembered Comics, sent me, looks like, I'm trying to open it. What do they tape them in here? Oh, they sent me, okay.
Stickers?
Looks like there might be some stickers in
here. Oh.
I haven't looked at it. Oh, that's what it was. So there's a pin in here called. All right. So the comic is Wasteland number one, or Waste. Yeah, Wasteland number one. And they sent me a pin that goes with it. A pin.
I like that.
And then there is some stickers in the back. Some stickers. So thank you guys. I appreciate that. I will, now that we have it, I will, put it in my to read pile for the podcast. I do have a separate pile for that. And that way, when we have you on, I'll have read it and it'll be good. But thank you so much for sending that versus, digital. I don't mind digital, but man, I'd much rather have the comic in my hand to read. It's so much cooler. I just enjoy having it. That's all the mail we had. Not as big as last week's mail time. Cry face. Sorry, babe. We are going to a convention. That's a big event coming up. We went last Saturday, or was it last Saturday or two Saturdays ago?
Last Saturday.
Oh, was it really?
What do you mean?
I guess it was last Saturday. Man. So we haven't recorded an episode since we were there.
What do you mean? The convention that we just went to?
Yeah.
Where I got this stuff?
Oh, yeah. All right, go ahead. So, sorry, we got more stuff. We went to a convention last Saturday. Go ahead, show them what you got at the convention last Saturday.
Yeah, okay. I got Poison Ivy number 11.
Yep. So we're slowly finishing the Poison Ivy run. We got to find some.
Yeah.
We got to do a better job of looking for them. Huh? We haven't been looking as dedicated as we did for the Harley. but we'll got to finish getting those.
Yeah. Then I got.
She got a couple Harley Quinns.
Harley Quinn Future State, number one and number two. Number one.
And I think it is a. It is only two issues, so. Very cool.
And here's number two.
Very cool.
And Stephanie Phillips did write these.
There you go.
Yeah. Then I got Harley Quinn Uncovered, number one. Then I got a Venom Lethal Protection comic.
Yep, she actually got that free because part of the Halloween.
Dad, you know, we need did you bring that Pokemon pack in?
No, it's in the car.
Go get it. I'll go get it right now.
All right, it should be unlocked. Go get,
Okay.
While I go over mine, it's in the front seat. It's in the seat. It's in my front seat.
I'm not done, though. Hold on. Let me finish. Okay, so. Then, I already had this. So, this is Poison Ivy number 13. It looks like a connecting cover, doesn't it? Okay. Then, for Harley Quinn, 31... See what I did there? Okay.
1331.
The connecting cover. So
she found the connecting cover to the one she already had.
Yeah.
So that was cool. So she's got the connecting covers, which is really cool.
Yeah. So got those. And while you're going over there, I'll go. Okay.
All right.
What'd you get?
What did I get? Let's see.
You got to do all of them.
I'm not doing all of them. Yeah, so I may have found a couple Thor comics. They were really cheap. I got them, like, literally, the guy had, like, dollar boxes, but if you bought 30, you could get 30 comics for $20. And I literally found 30 Thor comics that from the Mighty Thor series. So I got a stack of, I'm not going to go through them all now. I do want to make a series of videos on this with a bunch of these, but I found 30 from one and I think I got 25 from another guy for like $25 or something. So just trying to fill this run in, I got a bunch of them filled in as early as 233. All the way up to some, like, I think I got like 498 or something like that. Oh, and one of the annuals. 498 being the last one. So I got those Thor, a bunch of Thor comics. You know, I'm going to try to finish that run one day. But I also did get, I love seeing like the earliest one I can find, right? So, like, you know, I have the 109 from Journey. And then I had the 127. It started at 126. So I have the 127, but I did find a copy of 128. Really clean copy. Really clean. Paid a few more than $1 for this one, but not too crazy. But now I got 127 and 128. So that's pretty exciting. I got a bunch of Thor comics. I'm going to try to make a series of videos. Kind of like the My Collection Day, My Comic Book Collection Mondays. I might do that on Thursday for Thor's Day or something. I don't know. We'll see. Just do my Thor collection on that day. Yeah. So, all right, and so she's back. She got a Halloween.
I got a Pokemon
Halloween
trick
pack.
Or trade pack from the really nice guy that sold me my slab.
Yeah, we saw it, ran into him again. He gave her the comic and the pack. So
yeah, okay.
Open it up, see what you get.
I forgot how to open Pokemon packs. Oh, wait, I remember now, I think. Wait. Okay, we got a Houndoom. This thing.
Okay.
I like it. It's cute. We got a shiny one. Oh, this is a rare. Hold on, wait, is this a rare? No. This is a Orgerpon. I don't know.
Very cool.
Next we got, ooh, it's like a spooky thing. Gorgeist.
Very cool.
That's cool.
So convention time. So we have another convention coming up this weekend that we are going to, we're going to pick up some, we added them to our pull list, but our shop doesn't get from that distributor. So we weren't able to get them yet, but I'm excited. The first interview we ever did on here was Chris Saloff with Homebrew Comics, and the whole Homebrew crew is going to be at the Comic Con this weekend. And so we're going to get to meet them all in person. We're going to pick up their comics, of course, while we're there, get them autographed and stuff. But I'm super excited to see them. There's other people going to be there too, of course. You know, some bigger names. I got a couple comics I'm going to try to take, get signed. We'll definitely go over that next week. But I'm excited to go and see Chris and the Homebrew guys. They were awesome. They're going to let us, you know, use their covers in the Chronicles of Panel P. If you're not following Mike Algier, Dork Art Studios on Instagram, as along with myself, I share it all too, but follow both of us. Mike's been sharing some really cool pictures from inside the comic, the Chronicles of Panel Pete, where we're using those covers and getting to see them, and it's getting really good response.
We are beyond excited to share the Chronicles of Panel Pete, a brand new comic coming in early 2026, written by Talking Comics podcast host AJ Ryman and co-written and illustrated by Mike Algier, Dork Arts Comics. Panel P is a heartfelt comic about courage, imagination, and the hero within. Sure, he may stir up a little mischief, but at the end of the day, he's the hero we all need. Expect variant covers, exclusive merch, and much more. Follow the links in our bio, hit that Notify Me on launch on Kickstarter, and join us on this adventure.
We have enough at the moment, he told me today, so we're not going to probably be adding any more for this issue, but that'll just convince us to do more issues and do some more of that, right? So I really hope we can get that going. Please go to the link tree in all our descriptions. You get a sign up for our newsletter, get a free preview, the first four or five pages. Go to the Kickstarter, notify me on launch. Yeah, so go check all that out. We would love the support for the comic. It's an homage to the indie comic world. And it's a fun story inside of that. So it's, you know, multiple fronts.
I cried.
You cried?
I was mad.
You were mad. You didn't cry.
I'd go punch a tree because I wanted more to comment.
When she read the preview. Right. She wanted to see more of it.
I was mad.
I think we have 11 pages done. So that's exciting. He sent me page 12 today, the line work at page 12 today. So that was awesome. 11. I mean, we're over halfway. So we're cruising right along. We're going to be, have a table at a convention in Greenville, North Carolina in April. So that's going to be fun. Hopefully, you know, we should have the comic by then, or at least a few. And yeah, and then we'll do the one in Michigan with the official release. So that's exciting.
Yay.
So sorry,
I have an idea.
we did a convention recap, I guess, and preview. But guess what time it is?
Question time, question time. It's where I ask him questions. It's where he asks me questions sometimes. Woo, 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 woo. It's me about all this different stuff. All this different stuff. Woo, woo. Yeah.
Question time.
All right. You want to go first?
No.
You go first.
No.
All right. In honor of She-Hulk this week, we're going to do She-Hulk trivia. Planet She-Hulk. Well, this is just She-Hulk trivia, so not really Planet She-Hulk. What is... almost gave it away. What is She-Hulk's real name?
Jenna. Jennifer.
Jennifer what?
Jennifer.
Walters.
Oh. Jennifer Walters.
Who is She-Hulk's famous cousin that gave her a blood transfusion?
Hulk.
Or also known as?
Oh, what's his name, Mom? I know his name. Shield. No. What's the dude's name? Banner.
Bruce Banner.
I got it, I got it, I got it.
What is She-Hulk's day job?
A logger.
Which Marvel team has She-Hulk been a member of besides the Avengers? Fantastic Four.
Huh?
What color is She-Hulk's skin?
Green.
Very good. What is the title of She-Hulk's very first comic series debuting in 1980?
She-Hulk.
That's half the title. Or I guess a third of the title.
Beginning or end?
The end.
The Chronicles.
The Chronicles of She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. No, it's actually The Savage She-Hulk.
Because Panel Pete is a savage.
Yeah, I mean, just one and the same, right?
We should make that into a shirt. Oh, my God.
What?
We should have a shirt that's Panel Pete doing, like, this or something. And then make him and say, Panel Pete is a savage. That's funny.
Okay.
We have to do that.
Who created She-Hulk?
Hint.
Who created Thor?
Hint.
Who's the biggest name in Marvel comic creation?
Stan Lee.
Very good. And John Buscema. Which Marvel villain caused the car accident that led to Jennifer Walters becoming She-Hulk? I want to know this.
Black Panther.
No. Villain. Black Panther is not a villain.
Oh. Doctor Strange.
No, but that's fine. Nicholas Trask, a crime boss.
I don't know who that is.
You should get this one. Which superhero team did She-Hulk replace the Thing on for a period?
The Fantastic Four.
Very good.
Ha Yay.
In the Disney Plus show She-Hulk Attorney at Law, who plays Jennifer Walters?
Jennifer Walters.
No. Tatiana Maslany. Maslany. All right. We're going to do some more of the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
You're starting to like these. This is She-Hulk edition.
Okay.
Bruce Banner.
Hulk.
Green Power.
the green of the one of the stones.
Infinity Stones?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it right.
Courtroom.
Judge Judy.
Super strength.
Hulk.
Tatiana Maslany.
I should probably not say this on the podcast. Can I tell you though? You know that when I cracked my tooth when we went to the dentist, they gave me that recognition thing for the orthopedic doctor.
Whoever. Oh, the
and her name.
The referral?
Yeah, and her name.
Oh, okay. Hulk smash.
Hulk smash.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind with Hulk smash? Okay.
I'm a duck.
Fourth wall.
Deadpool.
Okay.
Because he breaks the fourth wall all the time.
Jennifer Walters does too. Avengers. One correct answer.
I am Groot.
Not the correct answer. You get negative 5 billion points.
Oh, you want to play this game?
It's not fun being on the other side of it, is it?
Oh, I'll play this game. I'll just make sure.
All right, we're going to try this again. Avengers.
She-Hulk.
Avengers.
Captain America. Thor.
Thank you. That was funny. Fantastic Four.
Johnny.
Justice.
I'm Groot. I don't know. He's Justice to me.
Gamma rays.
What is that?
That's how Bruce Banner got his powers. From gamma rays.
What are gamma rays?
Gamma rays. Like radiation waves. Gamma rays.
Oh, fallout.
Okay. Lawyer life.
Judge Judy.
Transformation.
Transformation. What does come to mind? When she, no, wait, no, I can't think of it. You gave me a brain fart, now you're mean.
Rage.
Me. Me when someone's annoying me.
Confidence.
Candy.
Okay.
Okay.
Comic panels.
Chronicles of Panel Pete.
Right answer. Disney Plus.
The Disney, with the people that tried to do the Mickey Mouse thing.
Gotcha. Not reading that one.
Why? What does it say?
Savage She-Hulk.
Savage. No, Panel P is a savage. That's what comes to my mind.
Okay, that was funny. All right, it is your turn. How many points do I get this?
Oh, in my bed. I got it.
No okay. Special effects this episode. Really? You had a pen right there.
Oh, I forgot to go over something. I did get this at the con, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A Harley Quinn pop.
Okay, anyways. Okay. Okay, anyways, okay. lawyer life or superhero life?
Superhero life.
Correct. Bruce Banner or Jennifer Walters?
I mean, we got to go with Jennifer Walters for this one.
Correct. Courtroom drama or smash battle?
Smash battle.
Correct. The Savage She-Hulk classic or the sensational? No, wait, I said that wrong.
No, you actually said it right. I was like,
negative point. The Savational.
I'm going to go with the Savage She-Hulk.
You get half a check mark. Okay. Hulk outrage or calm confidence?
Hulk outrage.
Mm-hmm. Avengers or Fantastic Four?
Avengers.
Mm-hmm. Why are you getting all the corrects? Stop! You're mean. Comic panels or Disney Plus episodes?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with comic panels.
Why are you getting all these right? Oh my god. I'm actually going to crash out on you. Deadpool team up or Daredevil courtroom concept?
Deadpool team up.
Green skin or grandma glow? Don't you try to correct me. It's a grandma glow or green skin?
Green skin.
Incorrect. I like grandma glow. Okay. Tantia, Masalania, or Comic She-Hulk?
Comic She-Hulk.
I like Tantia. Okay. Breaking the fourth wall or breaking bones?
Bones.
Grandma acts. Grandma accident, grandma experiment. Pick one.
Experiment?
I'll give you that. Okay. Defense superheroes or suing villains?
Suing villains.
Correct. Classic purple suit or modern business look?
Purple suit, please.
Shut up. I turned British, okay?
Would you like some tea?
Yes, I would, because I'm the Wizard of Oz. I meant to say Alice in Wonderland with the tea party. Go.
Don't choke on your water.
Oh,
you got one more.
Secret identity or paper hero?
I would definitely go public hero on that one.
You mean paper hero?
How did I do? I think I might have finished in the positive that time.
I gotta still add them up. Okay, that's...
Come on. You're the first time ever getting in the positive. Come on. She's doing a lot of math over there. I'm scared.
Because that was ish. So that actually is 1.5 points, so... Oh my God. No, I'm actually doing math, and like, isn't it 2.3 fifths? If it, but, okay, you just get. And then you said that, so. That one, if that would have gone up here, they would have gave you one more point. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Almost. -7.
Come on!
It's the closest you've ever got.
How was I in the negative? I only got one wrong. Or two.
No, you actually got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wrong.
Well, it was close. I tried. I don't know what I have to do to, you know, get positive points. Maybe threaten to, like, not buy her any more comics.
Oh, God, I'll give you 2 points.
I don't know, but, you know, the community is going to have to start buying your comics if you don't start giving me points. But, no. Well, that was awesome. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, comment, review. All that fun stuff. Share it with one person you might think would find this funny.
Buy us a comic book.
Patreon. Merch. Whatever you want to do. We'd love to help share it. At least give us a thumbs up. But thank you for watching Talking Comics. Or listening to Talking Comics. I know a lot
now
of people listen to.
Now I will decease now.
I hope not.
Anyways, guys, have you, I changed my comic out, so now it's Christmas.
Yep.
So.
Thanks for watching.
Hey, comic creators, artists, writers, world builders, this is your call to action. Here at Talking Comics, we love diving into the stories behind the story. Whether you're just starting out or you've been in the game for years, we want to hear your journey, your creative process, and what fuels your imagination. So, ready to talk comics with us? Message us or hit the link in our bio and be a guest on Talking Comics.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.